This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Make your day safe and sound. This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm outnumbered, but it's fun to be outnumbered by the likes of them. Doug Steffen here with his smile on his face and his ears open to listen to Jennifer bring us up to date on something important happening around.
Well, the story is about the CDC and drug overdoses. More than 72,000 Americans have died from drug overdoses in 2017, according to data that was released by the CDC this week. They said that was a 6.6% increase in fatal drug overdoses from 2016, but they said that that's actually an underestimate of the final death toll. More than 40,000 of those died from opioid overdoses last year, and nearly 30,000 people died from synthetic opioids like fentanyl. The overdose deaths involving synthetic opioids rose sharply from 2016, while deaths from heroin, prescription pills, and methadone actually fell, according to the CDC. President Trump, over the past couple of days, has talked to Jeff Sessions, his attorney general, and wants to start prosecuting drug makers for really preying on people who are getting addicted to this stuff.
Yep, that's for sure. Plenty of that going on. All right, Jennifer, I kind of wanted to start with you, and then I'm always interested in Victoria's take on some of the things that become political, like the taking of the, what's-his-face's security clearance and how it was outrageous and trying to stifle for free speech. What a load of crap. And then the way the news media is handling the information about small business confidence, being the level of confidence among people like me and like you who are having a rough time with our business, but our confidence level is optimistic. I don't know if I would say my confidence level is an all-time high, but I have to be optimistic, I think. Otherwise, why would you keep doing things that don't seem to be working as well as they used to? Right, is that what's the interpretation here that we ought to have? The country is built on the backs of small businesses. People say, oh, look at these huge companies. Yeah, but they all started like my company, my production company did, and Jennifer's production company. That's where small companies began. CBS started that way. Maybe tomorrow we could be just like CBS, Jennifer. What do you think?
Let's do it.
Yeah, that was very unenthusiastic.
Let's do it. You want to be like CBS? Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So what about small businesses and what people need to know? Small businesses like the corner, the shop on the corner. There still are cobblers and things like that. You know, there's no big national company that fixes your shoes, right? You got to go to a local cobbler. I'd use that as an example because it's a place that I went this week. But think about it. All the small businesses, and those of you, I love talking about farm, family, and food. There's no more American small business than the farm, and the farm businesses that are offshoots of all of that. And that sort of thing kind of intrigues me, and a lot of people like, there's a romance to it, I suppose, because it seems that so many people work for so many big companies, but again, I know a lot of people who work with big companies, and they had an idea, and they went off on their own to find a little niche and create a small business out of that. A fellow that I know who had an idea for just a little nuance, Victoria, of a computer program. It was like hardly noticeable, a little problem that he found, and he created a fix for the problem. And now the guy's a cajillionaire.
You know, I think that's the thing that... Yeah, I know, Doug, you and I are big fans of Shark Tank, and sometimes the simplest things, even if it seems like, oh, that's too small to even focus on fixing, but sometimes it's the smallest things, and here's like a crazy example of that. When we just moved to a new apartment, and so we're in a new apartment that has a tub, and we didn't have a tub, we only had a shower in our old apartment.
Oh, you mean a tub?
No, a regular tub.
Yeah.
I wish we had a hot tub. No, just a regular tub shower, you know, combo thing. So that requires a shower curtain. So before I actually found a shower curtain that I wanted, I got one of those fabric liner things. And then I realized why I hate shower curtains. There's a magnet at the front and a magnet at the back. And then you spend the entire time with the way the suction comes through, you're basically battling your shower curtain. If anyone has a tub and shower, like, combo, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Why has no one invented a shower curtain liner that has a third magnet in the middle to keep it flush while you're
in the
shower?
They do, and I don't know where you get them. But
do you get it?
I don't know.
I want to go on Shark Tank. I literally said, I'm going on Shark Tank. This is going to make me millions.
I'll ask my roommate.
This is a problem. Because it needs to be solved.
I have one in my shower curtain right now.
I almost went to get my own third magnet just to, you know, to sew
it
in
it.
Myself.
Yeah.
Because
that's
it's
what
so
you should
annoying.
Call
yeah.
What? Third magnet?
Third magnet.
Magnet. It's magnet time. All right.
But so, I think to go back to small business, I think it's harder for people to feel, first of all, we're in an industry that is, the radio industry is
not exactly
tough,
on the upswing.
Right. And also, we tend to live on the coast. But I think there is a huge swell of optimism in the middle of the country that it's hard to.
Not
to
in
kind
the
of,
farming community, there isn't.
I don't know.
Community.
I think
the farmer suicide
rate.
My God.
If you look at the polls of farmers that I've seen, at least recently, they feel like things are going to get better. But look, you know, it's a sense of optimism, whether it's based in reality or not. If people are feeling like things are going to get better, I guess that's half the battle.
Right. It's a mental attitude, and I think that's the point that I'm trying to make. It may be not the reality in your business, but yet it is. I'm in two of the toughest businesses that there are, and neither one of them are doing particularly well. But I'm optimistic about the future because I think if you like what you do, then you can find, sometimes you own the business, sometimes the business owns you. I think Jennifer and I both have these feelings from time to time about the reality of how much time we spend to make all of this stuff work. And sometimes it pays off. I think oftentimes, I don't know why I think this, but in terms of food and entrepreneurialism, a guy who started Trader Joe's, and I forget his last name. His name was Joe, and it was called Trader Joe's. I think the first one was in Encino, or it was in the Valley someplace, Jennifer. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure it was in Encino. But here's this guy who develops 25 stores in the greater Los Angeles area. He gets bought out by and gets paid a lot of money. I think he got $318 million or something, just five stores, because the idea was so unique. And the company has spread well, intelligently, and rather thoroughly through the country. Can you go anywhere now and not find a Trader Joe's and know exactly what you're going to get when you walk in the store? It's really, but yet there's an example of something that started from nothing in the mind's eye of this guy in the late, I think it was the late 60s, early 70s when it started, if I'm not mistaken. But where do you go now? I remember how much we anticipated. I remember because I started going to Los Angeles for the winters in 93, 94. And that's where I experienced first Trader Joe's. There's a Trader Joe's on Pico. But I never went into a Trader Joe's before in my life. And then I thought to myself, when are we going to get one in Framingham? And it took, we've had one here for, I don't know, 15 years or so. But there, people who find and experience the Trader Joe's, they want one in their neighborhood. That's an example. By the way, what's the story with the Silver Lake, the Trader Joe guy that shot the lady that worked on the Trader Joe's? We never get a follow through. You hear all of these crazy stories, people get arrested, or then what happens to them? So what happened to that guy?
Well, his bail has been raised to, I think $23 million plus.
Wow.
After some new charges were filed. This has been an ongoing story. Of course, if you didn't hear it, Trader Joe's in Silver Lake, California, there was a shootout outside, essentially, because some guy had shot his grandmother seven times. She survived. But he then led law enforcement on a chase, which he crashed his car, tried to run into a Trader Joe's, and he exchanged gunfire with police officers, and then the store manager got killed in the crossfire. Prosecutors announced on Thursday in Los Angeles that 20 additional charges have been filed against this guy who allegedly shot at police in the shootout outside of Trader Joe's. And the suspect's name is Gene Atkins. He's 28. He's now facing a total of 51 counts for his role in the July 21st incident that left Melita Corrado dead. She's actually one of my mom's former students. The new charges enumerated during a court hearing in downtown L.A. include 13 for hostage taking, 2 for carjacking, and 1 for mayhem. The defendant is charged also with the murder of Melly and the attempted murder of his grandmother, who was shot multiple times before that police chase. So think about that amount. It was an increase of $4 million. He's already not bailing himself out of prison.
Isn't it interesting when you really want to get somebody, how you can look around and say, okay, we'll charge him with this, charge him with that. That guy will never get out of jail and be not to
you
get
hope not.
Nor should he. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He shouldn't. Not at all. Nope. All right, good update, ladies. Thank you. 16 after the hour on the DJV report.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Summer sales event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 83118. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh-la-la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come in today to get select back-to-school supplies for $2 or less, including a 24-pack of Crystal Geyser spring water. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Water limit 2. Other limits apply. See store for details.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. 1 subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paul Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
It's time for us to celebrate the end of Mercury being in retrograde.
Yay.
Hooray. The moon is in Jupiter now.
Till the tail end. Whew.
Well, this has been a rough one. This is rough. Because Mars was in retrograde as well. So those of you who are feeling relief this weekend, you'll feel that way because these planets now are sort of straightening themselves out. And we have another 3 months without any crazy sky action. So you can sign a contract in confidence. You can start something new and feel good about it. You can manifest a dream that you have been working on, whether it's personal or business-wise, whatever it is, feel good, because you're going to feel like a load has been lifted off of you this weekend. There you go. A word of sympathy and hope on DJV at 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go back, let's go back.
Those of you who are fans of the DJV way of looking at the world, you know that music, I underscore, a very important part of my life, your life, most of our lives, influenced by the music. And the music from, well, Aretha Franklin dying isn't going to mean that her music is dead by any stretch of the imagination. Think about all of the songs, Rock Steady, Ain't No Way, Baby I Love You, Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves, Say a Little Prayer, Freeway of Love, Chain of Fools, Natural Woman, Think, Respect. The catalog goes on and on and on of the fabulous songs that Aretha was responsible for. Her passing is something noted by all of us. Mick Jagger said, very sad to hear the news about Aretha. She was so inspiring. I said that I thought the Obama tribute of both of them, but the words of Barack Obama, it was clear that, and I guess natural as well, that the presence of black entertainers would be more. It's sad, it bothers me that we separate out because of color, but I guess that's just the reality of where we are. And I don't want to get lost in that conversation right now. We're thinking about Aretha Franklin, but I know that as a fan of Aretha, the things that Obama has said, he wrote, quote, "Aretha helped define the American experience. In her voice, we could feel our history, all of it, and in every shade, our power, our pain, our darkness, and our light, our quest for redemption, and our hard-won respect. May the Queen of Soul rest in eternal peace." There was something else he said as I looked at some of the things that were posted on Instagram that just really captured what I think we, all of us, or at least most of us, think about her. Mavis Staples, who is a contemporary, she's the same age as Aretha, and they were friends for life. She came up exactly the same way, started singing in church when she was 9, 10 years old. And by the time the early 60s rolled around, she and her family, the Staple Singers, were at it. And they had great hits. And she's still singing today. So the things that are said by people like that, I think, have specific significance. She writes, quote, "My memories of having Aretha around the house is that she would get upset that we didn't have a piano." She was a piano lady. I told her, "Well, Aretha, we got plenty of guitars." And she'd say, "Mavis, get out of my face. You know I don't play no guitar." It was just a fun time. She always had stories. We always wanted to hear them. Aretha and Mavis collaborated on a gospel album called One Lord, One Faith, One Baptism. Excuse me, I don't know that. I'd like to hear some of that stuff. That's got to be great.
I don't know it either, but it has to be amazing.
Fabulous.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, see if you can find a piece of that, Kara, would you? Please. Mavis says, "One of the best experiences of my life, I'd always wanted to sing with," if she referred to her as Ray, or Ree.
Yeah.
And that was the time we did it. It was at her father's church. Beautiful experience. We did Oh Happy Day. Oh, my God. I would love to hear that. Where did we get that?
Oh, happy day.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Kara.
When Jesus was in love.
Right to tears.
Her voice is amazing.
Wow, the two of them together.
Oh, I know.
I never knew they sang together.
I didn't either. That's the first I heard about it just now. So, thank you. Crank that up. This is the choir in the background. Yeah. Aretha. 28 past the hour.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
You're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, the prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, focusing on things that are happening in our world this Thursday, the 16th of August. So what do you have as an update on something? I know you have so much passion, Victoria, and normally you bring your passion to the things that you talk about. So what are you passionate about today?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. One of the trending stories that I have is that the U.S. may be soon getting a three-digit national suicide hotline number. Mm-hmm. So instead of 911 or 311, if you're in New York City, that's information. Does 411 still exist?
Yes.
Huh, because, like, no one that I know has a landline anymore, so I know 411 on cell phones is different. So the National Suicide Hotline Prevention, it's actually the National Suicide Hotline Improvement Act of 2018, which President Trump signed into law this week. That will require the FCC to look into the feasibility of designating a three-digit dialing code. So it would be a national suicide prevention three-digit code like 911. Maybe it'll be 811. The FCC will work with the Departments of Health and Human Services and Veterans Affairs, which is also important that the Veterans Affairs is involved in this, too, because we've talked often about the number of suicides that veterans deal with. It's, what is it, 22 a day?
Yeah, at least.
Right? I mean, it's something, yeah, horrific,
something
like that. And, you know, from your farm show, Kara and I were just talking off the air about how many farmers are committing suicide right now in this country, which is at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
So I think it's a really good thing. You know, we talked about it at the end of last year when there were a few musician suicides, Chester Bennington in particular, and then there was the song. Kara, you always know the number, but I forget the number. But the actual suicide hotline prevention number is in the song, but it's an 800 number, and it's still not something that... Even though I'm aware of the story, I still don't know the number. Do you know the number, Kara? Have you memorized that?
Oh, because it's top of... Oh, God, now
because
I can't remember.
Because it's the song, right? See, that's the thing. That's the problem. If you have, if you are involved in preventing a suicide, it should be a three-digit number that you need to call and not an 800 number.
Yeah, it's 1-800-273-8255, which, when the song was really popular, it was top of mind, and I knew it immediately, but it's like the longer you think about it, then you're like, oh, well, what's the number? And it's all you have to do is mix up two of the numbers, and then you don't have it.
Right, exactly. And so the three agencies will have to analyze the effectiveness of the current National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Mm-hmm. So I think we just proved right there that even though Kara and I were very in tune with this story, we still don't know the number, so it's not that effective. They have until August 14th of 2019 to submit a report, which I think is way too much time. That's a year from now. That is way too much time
to
waste.
What are they waiting for? Yeah.
I don't know. This is typical government agency stuff.
Yeah,
you know, this
should
be 30 days. Let the public chime in on a public forum if they want to. Come up with a number and say, everybody, it's 511 or whatever it is. Just designate three numbers. But
it'll become
a year from
well
now,
known fast. Yeah. What's the holdup?
But you know what? Not a lot of people are talking about it. We're talking about it here today, but I guarantee this is not something that people are hearing about. And these are the types of stories that people need to know about.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Very frustrating. All right, here's another thing that you may find frustrating. We'll travel to North Dakota, where in Bismarck, the city wants to buy AR-15 rifles to give to school resource officers so they can respond more quickly in the event of a shooting incident. Police asked for $26,000 in their budget to buy the rifles, also heavy body armor, bleeding control kits. This is for the nine high schools and middle schools that are in Bismarck, North Dakota. Bismarck is that? I'm on in Bismarck.
Why?
I don't think it's that big.
Yeah, but
they
why
one
can't
high school
you just spend that?
And why do they need nine high schools there?
Anyway, right. Why can't you just spend the money on metal detectors and one entrance in the school?
Yeah. Good
you
question.
Know? Like, why do you have to spend what did they want, $100,000 for AR-15 rifles?
$26,000 is what's in the budget. You say the money is going to be used to buy a safe at each school to keep the equipment away from students, away from teachers, and away from the staff. School resource officer will be the only one who has access to this equipment. Split the cost between the school system and the city itself. Yes?
Is that the answer, though? And I don't know the answer.
To nowhere, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't understand... I don't know. I've been making this argument since we started talking about school shootings. In New York City, there has never been a mass school shooting. There's never been a single one. It's never happened because every school, kids walk through a metal detector. They've got one entrance, and there's an armed guard there, and that's it. And they don't have to wear bulletproof backpacks. And New York City has plenty of other problems. I'm not saying that it's, you know, Pollyanna, it's a fabulous place to be. It is in a lot of ways, but in terms of school shootings, it doesn't happen. It's never happened. I don't understand why that model can't be adopted into other cities where kids walk through the metal detector and then they get on with their day. They learn. They're there to study. They're not there to worry about a crazy kid coming in with a rifle. I don't know. If I was a parent, that's something that I would be really advocating for.
Here's something else that's crazy. From Arizona yesterday, a father killed a guy who went into the girl's bathroom and tried to get at his daughter. So you look at some of these things, and the
Where
daughter was in a bathroom stall. She was in a bathroom stall.
Like at a gas station or something?
Father,
where were they?
A convenience store, close, yep.
Okay.
This fellow went to pick up his daughter, told him the man had tried to enter the bathroom at the shop. He met the man earlier when this guy had asked him for money, apparently, at the convenience store. You know, there are a lot of sort of panhandlers and people walking around, depending. If you're on a highway and you're a long ways from any city and you stop to get gas at a convenience store, there's some pretty undesirables hanging around there.
Went after him and killed him?
Beat him up and he died in the hospital.
Wow.
So now he's been charged with second-degree murder.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate thing here is, great, you want to protect your daughter, but now you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And where's your daughter going to be then? She's going to have to live without her father. That's not great either.
So self-control, thinking things through, that's good. But sometimes when your family is jeopardized or in danger, Kara, you do
the
instinctive. You know, that's what the blood boils and away we go.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about MotorTrend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-351-2586. That's 800-351-2586. 800-351-2586.
It's the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Hurry in and make summer sizzle with Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower. Blister the road with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class, or Dodge Durango. Want something even hotter? Get up to 6 months of Apple Music on us when you join the Brotherhood of Muscle at the Dodge Summer Clearance Event. Based on Ward's Middle Specialist Vehicle Segment, visit Dodge.com/Apple for details. Apple is a registered trademark of Apple Inc. Apple is not a sponsor of this promotion. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. Roya Winner, communication manager for Social Good at Facebook, overseeing communications for the company's charitable giving. There was so much comment when you were here a couple of weeks ago and so many questions that we invited Roya to come back again to help you understand how you can use, in this circumstance, your birthday, a special day, to raise money for your favorite charity. So let's understand. I forgot what we were talking about before. It wasn't birthdays, but it was another milestone that you can use to create a fundraiser. A lot of people are doing this, and Facebook is the overseer of it. How does it actually work, Roya? Explain for us, will you?
Well, thanks for having me back, especially on the occasion of the one-year birthday of birthday fundraisers. So when I was last on the show, we talked about this large $20 million fundraiser, which was incredible. Yeah. But what we also know is that every day people are celebrating on Facebook their birthdays by dedicating it to a cause they care about. And we actually shared for the first time today that over $300 million has been raised just in the past year for nonprofits on Facebook. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm sure you've noticed this in your own feed of friends dedicating their birthdays, or maybe you've done your own. It's really easy to set up, and we're really blown away by how impactful it's been.
All right, so let's bring ourselves, when it comes to the actual I'm not a technical guy, and sometimes I get frustrated because I want to, let's say, take pictures from Facebook that I have on my Facebook account and move them someplace else, and I don't have an easy time of it. It's probably very simple to do. So when it comes to fundraisers, how much technical know-how do you have to make it work?
It's a great point. Maybe we can figure out that conversation on photos another time. But for fundraisers, it's really just a few simple clicks or taps, depending if you're on your computer or on your app. And so if you have a birthday coming up, you'll actually get a notification from us about 2 weeks before that says, hey, Doug, it's your birthday. Do you want to celebrate by dedicating to a nonprofit? And there you can actually choose from a list of, we actually have 750,000 nonprofits on the platform. And so you can choose and say, well, I'm really interested in, for example, cancer research, or St. Jude Children's Hospital, which are some of our top beneficiaries, or the Alzheimer's Association. And then you write a little personal note about why it's important to you. Maybe it's in honor of a loved one, or you just really care about the cause. And a tap later, you've set it up, and then you can invite friends very easily, like you would to an event or to a group on Facebook. And hopefully the dollars start rolling in.
All right, so as the dollars roll in, how can we be sure, as the people setting this up, that the dough gets to the place we want it to go? No aspersions on Facebook, just people will ask that question. Okay, we're raising this money. How do we know it gets to whatever the project is?
It's a perfect question, and that's actually where we come in. So I mentioned that there's 750,000 nonprofits on Facebook. Those have all been vetted and onboarded to use our tools, and they're all verified 501c3 organizations, because we want you as the creator of a fundraiser or the donor of the fundraiser to have full peace of mind that your dollars are going to the cause. And because we don't charge any fees for nonprofit fundraisers, 100% of every dollar goes straight to the organization.
Really? 100%. Okay, so that's very good. So well, then what's in it, just as a, I'm not trying to be callous, but what's in it for Facebook if they're not taking anything out? Is this just a way of helping people that are signed on to Facebook?
It is a great way for us to help. And we saw people doing this anyway. And working on the Social Good team, the entire focus of our work is how do we build technology and tools that help people improve the world around them? And for charitable giving in particular, it's how do we create this culture of generosity around the world? So for us, it's just being able to build the tools and make it easier for people to support these causes that we know they really believe in.
All right. So where do we go, Roya, to get more information? What specific place on Facebook do we go to?
Yeah, so if you're on your app on your phone and there's a tab for fundraisers right there in your menu, or anytime at facebook.com/fundraisers.
Facebook.com/fundraisers. So if you have a birthday coming up, it's a great way to teach children a lesson, I think, about giving, to have something like this wrapped around their birthdays. Great idea. Roya Winner, who is in charge of social good at Facebook.
In individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For us to talk about what happens when and if and where and how you decide to get married. From the bridal shower, rehearsal dinner, the big day itself, a world-renowned event planner, David Tutera, is here to share his style secrets for creating your perfect wedding celebration. We're going into fall now. Is it different, David, in the fall than it is in the spring and the summertime?
Well, I think it should be. It doesn't have to be, but there are definitely very specific trends I see for the fall versus the winter. Right now, for fall, for me, everyone assumes it's the darker tones and colors, and grounding it with burgundy, but softening it with blush and sage green, and then bringing in some metallics, as in copper gold and rose gold, is a great way of adding that sparkle. And then if you look at winter, I think winter, we always think of crystal and glass, but infusing it with some pearls and bringing white in, to me, is a great way of taking what's traditional and adding a twist to it. And I think it's great to allow who you are as a couple to be infused in the trends of today, and allowing your wedding to be really a standout wedding for who you are for your big day.
All right. So there are things that you have done. You're well known. A lot of people take your advice, whether it's in public or private. You've got a new partnership with Michaels. What's that? You have a new line? What are you doing with Michaels?
Well, I've been with Michaels for several years, and it's been a wonderful working relationship. And we just launched michaelsweddings.com. And I'm incredibly excited about this because I think today the consumer who's shopping for their wedding is probably oversaturated, overwhelmed.
Sure.
And, you know, michaelsweddings.com is giving them the opportunity not just to buy some of my product, but also, you know, give them the knowledge of understanding what is important for them to purchase and make the right quantity selections and understand the value of, you know, what product is worth. Because, you know, planning a wedding can be very expensive when you're thinking about your budget. And Michaels, we've taken the time, myself and them, we've taken the time to make sure everything is affordable, everything is on trend, and it helps the couple truly tell the visual story of them and who and their personalities.
When you say on trend, what is that? Let's be a little more specific about that.
You know, trend is what we see as the go-to look for tomorrow. And I always like to say I'm a trendsetter, not a trend follower. So my trends that I talk about are what I think and what I would like to see the consumer navigate towards. Now, by the way, trends does not mean if you choose not to use a trend, it's wrong or right. The trend is what I'm seeing being what would be proper for, you know, what the next 6 to 12 months are ahead in the winter seasons, or I should say in the wedding seasons, and that's what's important to me. But don't get stuck into trends, because trends are there to give you a jumping off start. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be that way.
Mm-hmm. You have, or your products have been in a lot of movies, television programs, that sort of thing. Robert De Niro's movies, Morgan Freeman's, Michael Douglas, that sort of stuff, Amy Poehler. How do you get connected? How does somebody like you, who, there are a lot of people who do what you do, but you're obviously able to get through, to cut through the mustard, and that's kind of why you're here, to tell people how you can help them. But how do you get connected to do all of these things? It must be a lot of work.
It's a lot of work, and I've been doing this for over 30 years, and, you know, I started when I was 19, and it's a process of building a story of a brand, and it's a process of being a brand that becomes a place that people feel comfortable knowing that the consumer knows that anything with the David Jeterra logo is a product that comes from an expert. And, you know, that's what I am. I'm not a celebrity that's designing products. I'm an expert providing solutions and aspiration. And I think that makes a difference. And, you know, you ask a really great question. How has my product wound up in movies and television stories and even written in novels and written in everyday use? And that's because it's a guaranteed brand that supports the consumer, and I think that that's often not the case anymore.
Which reminds me, where do we go for more information on all these suggestions?
So I ask everyone to go to michaelsweddings.com, or they can also go into Michaels, which is nationwide.
Yep.
And they can take a look at everything we've talked about today and even see so much more online.
Michaelsweddings.com. I think it's interesting because Michaels, in my world, wasn't known for this. So it's another way of opening the door. I wouldn't have thought of Michaels this way. All right, David, good job. Thank you. David Tutera here with us on the DJV program.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.